This is the all-new Idaho Sports Talk with Prater and the Vol Game. Mike Prater and Johnny Mallory on Sports Radio 93.1 The Ticket.
Oh, I'd bet everything in my wallet that our next guest is digging on some Guns N' Roses. And yeah, we love our football here too, but we are growing to hockey. Yes! Welcome back, Prater on the Ball Game, Idaho Sports Talk. Go to our Fat Guys Fresh Deli Hotline, ESPN hockey lead analyst and one of the best in the business, Barry Melrose, with us. Comes on our show from time to time, usually beginning of the year, end of the year. Good stuff there. Barry Melrose, you son of a gun. Welcome back to Boise, my man.
Thank you very much. It's always great to talk to you guys.
Guns N' Roses? Meh.
Actually, Guns N' Roses were played in our bus all the time when I was coaching in Seattle. There was always Guns N' Roses. As a matter of fact, I made the guys, I got so sick and tired of it, I made the guys wear microphone or headphones. I just couldn't take it anymore. But everybody on that bus played Guns N' Roses. So I know the tape very well.
Speaking of Seattle, what's up with my Kraken, man? You know I'm from there, and you know I'm watching more hockey this year than I've ever watched in my life. And assess my Kraken so far early in this season.
Good. I think you should be very happy. I think it looks like a great organization. The city is fantastic. The building's fantastic. Every game they're in, they're never getting beat 6-0. They're competing in every game. And I always tell people, and you being a Seattonian, have you ever done that tour underneath the streets?
Oh, hell yeah, I have, man. Yeah, of course.
That thing's unbelievable. I took the Thunderbirds there because we're always looking for team bonding, and it was neat. Like it was. Anyone that listens, I tell them take your family to the walk underneath the streets of Seattle. It's fantastic. So hopefully people will start going to that thing. I don't know how good they do financially, but it is really, really interesting what's underneath the streets.
Absolutely. Like there was a fire or something, so they built like this underground. I think that's part of the history, but that is an absolute amazing exhibit. I'm glad Barry Melrose knows the cool things to do in Seattle. Barry, Seattle, you've always thought it was a hockey town. Is this now when you can go to other people in the hockey community and say, kind of, see, I told you, I know it's still early, but it looks like Seattle and the Kraken are going to be one heck of a fit, huh?
Well, without a doubt. We've got the great battles. Now you got Vancouver involved. That's going to help those two teams, the crowds, instant hatred between those two cities. The building, from everything I hear, I haven't been in the new building. But I saw the fans in the old building when you were limited to 2 gallons a period. You couldn't have 2 gallons a game, but you were limited to 2 gallons of beer a period. So I know there's some good drinkers in Seattle, and that's going to bode well for the crowd. But I think they're going to be great. I think they've got a great organization. They've got great people in charge. It looks like they got no shortage of cash. Everybody's looking for buildings right downtown. Seattle's is right downtown, right by the tower. So I really think that it's going to be a home run. I think Seattle's going to be, I'm not saying they're going to win this year like Vegas did, and that's probably one of the things that everyone's saying, well, Vegas did it. The rules that Vegas got their players are completely different than the players that were available for Seattle. And people got to realize that because after Vegas won all those games and went to the Stanley Cup Finals, they realized, the other teams did, we gave Vegas too good of players. We gave them a better team than we had. So that was definitely not the case this year. They're good players. I love how hard they play and stuff, but they didn't have the lineup available to them that Vegas had when they came into the NHL.
He's a former player, he's a former coach, and according to his Twitter account, he's a hockey lover, at NHL Barry Melrose. Barry, let's dive into a little bit more hockey. Let's talk about, actually on your Twitter feed, it also says when you have a tag of your specific location, you say, I'm on a television over a bar somewhere. That is so true and so accurate. Anytime you walk down a bar, you can see SportsCenter, and there's Barry Melrose. And we all know that NHL and the ESPN are back together again. It's a beautiful marriage. Hockey games all over the place. I love it. I love it. I love it. Let's talk about ESPN and its new relationship with the National Hockey League. How's it going so far?
Going great. I talked to the bosses in Bristol, and everyone's raving about what's going on. People are always, well, ESPN didn't like hockey. ESPN didn't like hockey. ESPN loved hockey. ESPN was the first partner, the NHL was the first partner that the NHL had. And they had them for a long time until 2004. And then other networks became involved. But there's a lot of people in Bristol that love hockey, and they're all coming to the forefront now. And guys that left hockey when the NHL left hockey or left ESPN, they're back now. And these guys are the best directors and producers and everything that there are in the NHL. So it's a great group of guys. It's a fun group of guys. And again, NBC did a good job. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying that people still, when they're in a bar, they want to look up. They want to see ESPN on the screen, and they want to see the NHL on ESPN. And that's what the players love. They love watching it on ESPN. We all love ESPN. And so far, so good. It's been great. We've had some of the games haven't been great yet. With the scheduling, but that'll change. And it's always a tough time right now with football going so strong and college football going so strong. This is nothing new. And this will all be things will get tough again when football's done and then hockey's got everything to themselves.
Working for ESPN, working and living in the National Hockey League, I know that's your life, so I'll accept your biased answer, but how can ESPN make the National Hockey League better?
Try things. That's what ESPN does. They have a bunch of guys that are creative as heck that show the point at 4:00. That's a great show. People should watch it. The plan is that'll be a 7-day-a-week show when the playoffs start, and that's going to be a hit. And we got the music back. People love that. And they're gonna try everything. They're gonna try stuff that works in other sports. They're gonna try things that no one's tried before. Things that work, they'll continue, and things that don't work, they'll throw by the wayside and continue to move. There's going to be some great changes, and there's going to be some big changes, and there's going to be a lot of things to make a lot of people happy and excited about our sport again.
I love it. Legendary ESPN hockey analyst Barry Melrose with us on the Fat Guys Fresh Deli Hotline here, Prater in the ball game. What do you love about the ECHL? You know, what Boise folks have, and we got a nice arena. We got a team that the fans have supported for a long time. They've won a couple of Kelly Cups in recent memory, Barry. And I know you spent a lot of time in minor league hockey, you and your entire family, all hockey guys. Now, ECHL, what do you like about that in minor league hockey, Barry?
Well, it's part of the progress, and there's so many leagues now in the United States. Watch college. Well, not only that, watch college hockey. When they're saying where these kids are from, they're not all from Massachusetts now. They're not all from Michigan now. They're from Florida. They're from Texas. They're from California. They're from all these other states around the United States, and. St. Louis is producing players. Everybody now is producing players. Hmm. So you have to have a place for these guys to play, and the ECHL works on that. And these guys are producing players for college. ECHL has been great at that for years and years and years. And this is what you need. The minor system feeds the next system. The next system feeds the next system. And all of a sudden, you got players from all over Canada, all over the United States, all over Europe, all over China. Yeah, I said China. Okay. We're gonna have hockey in China and Japan. There's no doubt about that. That's going to happen. So, but the minor hockey league system is there for a reason. A lot of guys jumpstart their careers, and we're seeing that more and more now with what's going on around the rest of the world.
Barry Melrose, what's the NHL storyline that if we have casual fans here in Boise, what's the storyline for casual fans to be following so far with this NHL season? Individual player, a team player, we already touched on Seattle. What's the headlines out there these days?
I think you'd be selling your stars. I think, and the star is McDavid. Sidney Crosby's still a great player, but Sidney's not the best player in the NHL anymore. Crosby is. Draisaitl, they're on the same team. There's no bad teams in the NHL. every other sport has, a lot of bad teams that you know don't have a chance. Right now, the NHL, there's no bad teams. You're getting beat every night. Edmonton's got three or four of the best players in the world. They're not winning consistently. Obviously, right now, Carolina is the best team in the NHL. That's great to see Carolina with all that talent, and that's going to get the fans in the Caniacs fired up in Carolina. So I think that's what the NHL has got to sell, is this year is going to be spectacular. It's going to be it looks like it's going to be Olympics. The countries are unbelievable. The competition is going to be so strong. But just every team out there has got some great stars. And these guys are bigger, faster, tougher, stronger. Goaltending is better than they've ever been before. So the product on the ice and the type of games that are being played right now, if you're a person that's wondering what's going on with the NHL, go and check it out. Go and spend a little bit of cash, check it out, and I think you'll realize really quickly that that's a good product.
We all know that Wayne Gretzky is the greatest hockey player of all time. Alex Ovechkin right now is doing the same exact thing. He's still having another monster season despite his age. If he averages, I think he's 36, if he averages 40 goals a year for the next 4 years up until he turns 40, he's going to catch Wayne Gretzky as the all-time NHL goal scorer. Does it happen or not?
You know what? I'm going to say no, because I just can't believe that he's going to stay healthy for that much longer. The guy plays hard. He's physical. He just never takes a night off. He's getting bumped all the time. Everyone's focusing on him. Gretzky got really only hurt once with his back injury, where he missed like 30 some games. But Alex has missed not only injuries, he's missed work stoppages. I think he's missed two work stoppages. So he'd have even more goals now. He'd probably have 50, 60 more goals now than if you're looking at it if we didn't have work stoppages for him. So I wouldn't be surprised if he catches Gretz. Probably my loyalty is a reason I'm saying why. No, Alex passing Gretz. I may be a little biased on this. But, if he can stay healthy for four more years, yeah. He's probably going to catch grass.
All right, Barry Melrose, we only brought you on the show today for one reason and one reason only. Yes, we like to talk hockey. We like to talk to Kraken a little bit. And I'm sure you keep track of every minor league public address announcer in this country. But my partner right here, Johnny Ballgame, is making his debut tonight as the Idaho Steelheads ECHL Dallas Stars PA announcer, downtown arena, 5,000 fans, $2 beer night. Ugh. He's never done this before in his life, and he's making his debut tonight.
Dude.
I know you don't listen and pay attention to PA guys because you're a busy man. But what kind of advice do you have for my friend Johnny Ballgame?
Go out there, have fun, don't screw things up, and just, it's a blast. I've done both. It's a blast. It's easy. You're a radio guy. If you can be a radio guy, you can be a color guy or a play-by-play guy. So let the people see that you're having a good fun. Let the people see that you love what you're doing and you love the sport of hockey. That's what people want to see. They want to see people that care. And I know you're one of those guys. And go out there and show them, man. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for energy and passion.
My boy Ballgame here, he's going to be prepared. He's going to be good. He doesn't screw up much, but now all of a sudden you said don't screw up. What's a screw up in a hockey PA guy?
The screw up is I'm a play-by-play guy or a color guy like I was, is you can't be talking when the puck goes in the net. The play-by-play guy has to be talking, not the color guy. That's John Saunders told me that when I first started doing this. He said, Barry, one rule, you're never talking when the goal's going in, okay? You can talk all you want before, you can talk all you want after, but you're never talking when the puck goes into the net, and that is the greatest advice anybody ever gave me, and I'm giving it to you. If you're a color guy, don't be talking when the puck goes in.
I love it. Barry, who's the greatest Canadian rock band of all time?
Greatest Canadian rock band? Cindy, who's the greatest Canadian rock band?
That is wife.
Wife just said Ann Murray.
Barry, we'll talk to you when we get closer to the playoffs. You're the best, man. Thanks, and I appreciate the advice. I'm going to kick some ass tonight just for you.
Attaboy. I like to hear it.
Thanks a lot. That's Barry Melrose with us, Prater, and it's pretty good advice, I guess.
Huh? Oh, yeah, it's great advice. Have fun, and don't screw up. If those are the rules, ball game, you're going to be a Hall of Famer by midnight.
Good point, man. Thanks, man. I love it. Hey, guys, it's not too late to apply Zamzow's Recharger. Recharger will slow feed your lawn during this winter, so when spring does hit, you're going to have a major advantage versus your neighbors in the lawn game. You got 13 locations nobody knows like Zamzow's. JP, are they staying or are they going? An update on three Boise State players and their potential career in the NFL next on KTIK.